Time to get in your seats and get your Bibles and get ready for the next session of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This is session number 36, and we're going to be completing the lesson about the good King Joash and how he had repaired the temple and the things he went through to do that, see what lessons we can learn from that. But then we're going to talk about the sad end of Joash. Joash began his reign as king in Jerusalem much better than he ended. And so we'll be getting that out in just a moment. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 12. This Bible school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, who is teaching us by way of a Sunday school lesson that he wrote for the Sunday of April 16th, 1922. We'll complete this lesson, and we'll probably be starting then on the lesson he had for the next week of April the 23rd, 1922. And we're just going through these lessons as he had written them, and I'm trying to find a good way to go back and forth from the text to the comments he made on the text. So bear with me as I try different methods that make this flow smoothly. But let's look first at the text in 2 Kings chapter 12. I want to read verses 10 through 14. And here's the Bible text. "And it was so that when they saw that there was much money in the chest, that the king's scribes and the high priest came up, and they put up in bags and counted the money, that it was found in the house of Jehovah. And they gave the money that was weighed out into the hands of them that did the work, that had the oversight of the house of Jehovah. And they paid it out to the carpenters and the builders that wrought upon the house of Jehovah, and to the masons and the hewers of wood, and for buying timber and huge stone to repair the breaches of the house of Jehovah, for all that was laid out for the house to repair it." And I'm reading down to verse 13. "But there were not made for the house of Jehovah cups of silver, snuffers, basins, trumpets, or any vessels of gold or vessels of silver of the money that was brought into the house of Jehovah. For they gave that to them that did the work and repaired therewith the house of Jehovah." I'm going to go ahead and read verse 15 as well. It says, "Moreover, they reckoned not with the men into whose hand they delivered the money to give it to them that did the work, for they dealt faithfully." All right, let's see what Elam had to say about that text. Here is his notes beginning on page 103 of the little booklet called Elam's Notes for 1922. "When it became full, the priest who had it in charge notified the king's secretary and the high priest who weighed the money and put it up in bags, so much in a bag, and returned the chest to its place. Thus they did day by day, and gathered money in abundance," 2 Chronicles 24:11. "Money was not coined, but weighed," 2 Kings 12:11. "And when they had put so much in the bag, they counted the bags. It is the custom yet in the East for governments, when handling large amount of money, to put so much in a bag and seal it with a government seal. Then every bag passes current for the sum it contains. The officers who had it in charge, who was in charge of the money in the bags as it had been weighed into the hands of those who had the oversight of the work, and they paid it out to the carpenters and masons and other workmen for all the materials necessary to repair the house. But thou were not made for the house of Jehovah these cups and implements and other vessels for this money, which was contributed and used for repairing the house,
until he had set up the house of God in its state and strengthened it. Then the rest of the money, with the rest of the money, these things were made. 2 Chronicles 24:13-14. And they had honest workmen. 2 Chronicles 12:15. Moreover, they reckoned not with the men, that's those who had the oversight of the work and who paid out the money to the workmen for the material, for they dealt faithfully. They were honest and trustworthy. The bags of money, as had been weighed and were turned over to these men without bond or reckoning, because they were faithful and honest. All men should be just and honest and dutiful and faithful now. To be a Christian, with all other good qualities, is to be honest and trustworthy. But now let me tell you about the sad end of Joash. This good work of Joash had a sad ending. He did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah all his days wherein Jehoiada the priest instructed him, 2 Kings 12:2. That is, so long as Jehoiada lived. Jehoiada died at the age of 130 years, and he was buried in the city of David among the kings because he had done good in Israel and toward God and his house, 2 Chronicles 24:15-16. After the death of Jehoiada, Joash readily yielded to evil influences, and he and the princes of Judah forsook the house of Jehovah and served the Asherim and the idols. God sent prophets to warn them, but they would not hear. Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, was moved by the Spirit of God to warn the people against further transgression, and Joash commanded him to be stoned. This was base ingratitude for Jehoiada, who had saved his life. He killed the son of the priest who saved his life. Jesus mentions the martyrdom of one, Zechariah, in Matthew 23:34-35. Josiah took all these vessels which he and other kings had dedicated to the service of God and gave them to Hazael, king of Syria, who invaded Judah, destroyed the princes of the people, and carried away much spoil. Joash's servants conspired against him and slew him, and he was buried in the city of David, but not in the sepulchres of the kings. The temple of God at Jerusalem, which different kings at different times repaired, and which was rebuilt after Babylonian captivity, was a type of the church or house of God on earth now. This house of God in many places now needs repairing and strengthening. Restoration is needed wherever any departure has been made from the New Testament and its order of worship. Well, that ends the Sunday School lesson for April 16th, 1922. As I turn the page, I come to the lesson for April 23rd, 1922. And we're going to read about another king. This one goes by the name of Uzziah. It's Uzziah's pride and punishment. And I want to read the text from 2 Chronicles 26. And I'll be reading verses 1 through 21. So if you want to turn in your Bible, 2 Chronicles 26, verses 1 through 21. All right. I'll begin reading now. And all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the room of his father, Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah. After that, the king slept with his fathers. 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the eyes of Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. And he set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought Jehovah, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and brake down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod. And he built cities in the country of Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians that dwelt in Grubal, and the Menum, and the Ammonites gave tribute to Uzziah. And his name spread abroad, even to the entrance of Egypt, for he waxed exceeding strong. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem, at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. And he built towers in the wilderness, and hewed out many cisterns, for he had much cattle in the lowlands also, and in the plain. And he had herdsmen and vine dressers in the mountains and in the fruitful fields, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an army of fighting men that went out to war by bands according to the number of their reckoning made by Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the officer under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the heads of the fathers' houses, even the mighty men of valor, was 2,600. And under their hand was an army of 300,000 and 7,000 and 500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them, even for all the host, shields and spears and helmets and coats of maul and bows and stones for slinging. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by skillful men to be on towers, upon the battlements, wherewith to shoot arrows and great stones. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped until he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up so that he did corruptly. And he trespassed against Jehovah his God, and went into the temple of Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of Jehovah that were valiant men, and they withstood Uzziah the king, and said unto him, It pertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto Jehovah, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn the incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from Jehovah God. Then Uzziah was wroth, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy broke forth in his forehead before the priest in the house of Jehovah, beside the altar of incense. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out quickly from thence, yea, himself hastened also to go out, because Jehovah had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a separate house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of Jehovah. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Oh, poor Uzziah! He had done so well as king, and then by trying to usurp the authority of the priest, he brought about his own downfall. The golden text for this lesson is Proverbs 16 and verse 18. You know it. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, we've got to be careful when everything looks like it's going our way and everything is doing fine, not to become proud, don't we? Sometimes we attribute our success to our own selves instead of thanking God for all the blessings and benefits that He has given us. And in our pride, we might do like this poor King Uzziah did and take things upon ourselves that we should not, things that are God's prerogative. God wanted the priest to offer the incense. And this king became so proud, he thought, well, I can offer incense like the priest. But because of his pride, he transgressed and broke out with leprosy. Well, there's the bell. So we're going to have to bring the class to the close. You keep your place and we'll finish this lesson as we explore Uzziah's pride and punishment in our next class session.